So, good evening. It is 8:20, and the committee is back into the regular session of the meeting, the public session of the meeting. Thank you for your patience while we work through many interesting issues for tonight's agenda. So, back to the agenda. The first item on the agenda, then, is the presentation of minutes. We have three meetings of minutes, minutes from the September 15th regular meeting. Does anyone have any comments, discussion, or motion to approve the September 15th, 2021 minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the September 15th, 2020 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Minutes of the October 6th regular meeting. The executive session meeting minutes will require some discussion in our next executive session, so those are tabled for tonight. Is there a discussion or motion for the minutes of the October 6th, 2021 regular session meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 6th regular session meeting for 2020.
Second.
Second. Second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the minutes of the October 20th, 2021. Again, the executive session minutes will require discussion in the next executive session, so those are tabled. Is there any discussion on the October 20th, 2021 regular meeting minutes or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the October 2021 meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we would open to public comments limited to agenda items only. I'd like to suggest, obviously, I think many people are here for a discussion of the NAR group medical cannabis discussion. We'd like to open up a separate public comment period when we get to that topic so that potentially we can address some of the questions at the time before we get to that. So if you would we'd prefer if you held off comments on the cannabis agenda item, and also there's a public hearing on the ordinance coming up shortly, so you could hold off comments till we open to the public on the ordinance that's being discussed. But any other agenda items that anyone would like to discuss, we would open to public comment, reminding everyone that this meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly. Is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only, excluding cannabis and the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anybody has comments on any of the other agenda items, please come forward to the microphone, identify yourself, the road you live on. Seeing none, last call. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to the ordinance on the agenda tonight, ordinance number 2021-12, an ordinance amending Chapter 400 zoning of the municipal code. This addresses basically a typographical error that had come to the attention of our acting planning board clerk, Maria Nacarado. So it merely corrects a missing phrase in an ordinance. Is there any discussion from the committee before we open to public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if anyone would like to make a comment related to Ordinance 2021-12, please come forward. Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if there's no more discussion from the committee, is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2021-12, amending Chapter 400 of our zoning code?
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2021-12, amending the zoning code, Chapter
Second.
400.
Seconded. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next resolution. First, we have a resolution number 84, 2021, a resolution approving LOSAP payments. LOSAP is length of service award payments to certain Lebanon Township Fire Company members for the qualified year 2020. Jamie Barberio, our administrator, worked through these issues. Anything you'd like to highlight?
Just, waiting for all the applications, enrollment forms to come in, and finally received the majority of them, and I felt it was appropriate to submit to the LoSAP.
So there are five members of our fire department, each being allocated $700 into a essentially a retirement type program, total of $3,500. Any discussion regarding resolution 84 approving LoSAP payments?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 84 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to resolution 85 2021. We've modified the title of the resolution that is on the agenda that you have. The resolution 85-2021 is now titled Resolution Regarding Application of the NAR Group to Operate a Medical Cannabis Cultivation Facility. As many of you probably know, the NAR Group, many of their principals and advisors are here tonight. 18 business days ago or 19 business days ago received a state authorization or state license approval for medical marijuana cultivation. They own property, their residence in the township at 62 Anthony Road. So what we've been asked, let me back up a half step. So the we asked the NAR group if they would provide information regarding the scope of their operation and the like, and we somewhat contemplated a presentation tonight. You did provide very detailed information. The committee has had plenty of time to review that, so we're not asking for a presentation tonight. Members of the public are welcome to ask for that information and can study it at your leisure. The question before us is addressed in the resolution that I will read out, and then we'll open for public comment after that before the committee votes. So the resolution is, whereas the medical use of cannabis is authorized in the state of New Jersey pursuant to the J. Koenig Compassionate Use Cannabis Act, NJSA 2461-1, so-called CUMA, C-U-M-A. Whereas on October 15, 2021, the Cannabis Regulatory Commission, which is known as the Commission, awarded the NAR Group a medical marijuana cultivation permit endorsement pursuant to CUMA. Whereas a copy of the final agency decision is attached here too. Whereas pursuant to the final agency decision, the NAR Group is required within 20 business days to provide the Commission proof that it has, quote, local approval to operate a cannabis business. That's a requirement in the state letter endorsement that they received. Whereas NAR has indicated a desire to operate a medical cannabis cultivation facility on property located at 62 Anthony Road, which is Block 57, Lot 23. And whereas the proposed location is within the township's resource conservation zoning district, whereas pursuant to Lebanon Township Ordinance 400-9A, agricultural uses are permitted in the resource conservation district. Whereas by letter dated August 19, 2019, the township attorney confirmed that agricultural uses are permitted in the resource conservation district. Whereas state regulations and guidance are unclear as to whether medical marijuana is or is not an agricultural crop. And whereas, although the township prohibited recreational cannabis uses pursuant to Ordinance 07-2021, such ordinance does not prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and committee of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey as follows. One, the mayor and committee confirm that agricultural uses are permitted in the Resource Conservation District pursuant to Ordinance 400-9A, where the NAR Group site is located, and that Ordinance 07-2021 does not prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis within the township. Two, this resolution shall not be construed as a use variance approval, site plan approval, or a zoning permit to operate a medical cannabis cultivation facility, and the proposed operation shall be subject to any required site plan or variance approval by the Township Planning Board and may be subject to approval by outside agencies, including but not limited to the Highlands Council and the NJDEP. Three, prior to being issued a zoning permit or beginning construction, NAR shall appear before the Zoning Board and/or Planning Board for an interpretation, use variance, and/or site plan approval. This resolution may be submitted by the NAR Group to the Cannabis Regulatory Commission pursuant to the final agency decision dated October 15, 2021, awarding the NAR Group a license to operate a medical cannabis cultivation facility. This resolution shall take effect immediately. So, as I indicated at this time, we would allow the public to make comments, noting that this isn't a question and answer session, so comments are welcome. If you have a position that you'd like to make, you can come to the microphone. At this time, is there a motion to open to public comment limited to discussion of the resolution 85-2021?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment regarding resolution 85-2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, please identify your name. I guess in your case.
Mayor, Township Committee members, Stephen Gruenberg, attorney for the NRA. The resolution, Mr. Mayor, that you just read into the record is significantly different than the resolution that I anticipated the Township Committee addressing tonight. I need at least 15 minutes to speak with my clients because what you've just proposed is significantly different than what I understood that you were going to be doing. We need to speak about this.
I somewhat look to the attorney, but I also, I'm thinking this is the resolution that's before the committee tonight. So
this is the resolution you're considering. The committee can allow such request for a recess or not. It is your meeting.
I guess I'm suggesting whether you brief them now or after the meeting, this is the resolution that's in front of us.
Well, I need to discuss with them how to approach the changes that have been added to this proposed resolution and the impact it might have on the pending license that we have with the state. The way this derived is that in August 2019, the applicant and yourself and township professionals met, and we received a letter from Ms. St. Angelo confirming that agricultural uses and the proposed medical cultivation facility was not a prohibited use in the zone. And now there's language in this resolution that raises the issue of a potential requirement for a use variance or an interpretation. That's a problem for us in terms of our pending application for the license. We already have been granted the license based upon the township's representation in August 2019 that there were no zoning issues. So if you include language in this resolution raising the potential issue for a use variance or the need for an interpretation, that could potentially be a problem. And the reason why we're here tonight and is really to confirm what you indicated in August 2019 and what you confirmed just a couple of months ago. And that Mr. Matt Lyons confirmed on the record here a couple of months ago, which is that nothing in your recently adopted ordinance would prevent or preclude or have an effect on the medical cultivation facility. So this is a problem with the way your resolution has been redrafted to add language, potentially requiring us to go before the Board of Adjustment for an interpretation or a use variance. We don't need an interpretation or a use variance, and what we've agreed to do and what we've always said all along is that we'll go for site plan approval. We know that we have to go for site plan approval, but you can't go back on what you said in August 2019 that it's not a zoning issue. It's not a zoning issue within the township. Nothing has changed, according to Mr. Lyons, since August 2019. Nothing has changed within the township of Lebanon, which makes this a permitted use within the zone, subject to site plan approval. And we're agreeing to go to site plan approval. If you include that language in there, that's a problem.
As I think I said, this isn't a question and answer session. I think what I can say on behalf of the committee is that, you know, we spent a significant amount of time in executive session with our legal and other advisors. Your points aren't new to us, and this is the resolution that we believe we can address tonight.
I do have a problem then with the township committee, respectfully, okay, going into executive session and changing a resolution outside of the public record without input from the person who asked you to entertain this resolution in the first place, behind the doors, to come up with alternate language. That is a problem. The reason why we're here tonight was because we asked to be here tonight and to have a dialogue with you. You asked us for information, and we provided that to you immediately in a detailed format in terms of answering all of the Township Committee's questions, providing a concept plan because there's no changes to this site whatsoever, and providing you proof that the Highlands doesn't even apply, that there's an exemption that applies. We're here today with all of these people, all ready to support this good thing for the township. And the problem is that by reconfiguring this resolution with this additional language and changing it, may make it that the license will not be granted. And again, there's only 10 of these that have been provided to the state. You're going back on what we talked about in August 2019. It's a major problem for us. The fact that you're saying Board of Adjustment, use variance, or interpretation is saying potentially you don't think that the zoning applies. Well, the zoning does apply. You told us 2 months ago. You told us in August 2019. I'd like the opportunity to talk to my people, but I'd like the opportunity to talk to Ms. St. Angelo, because this is completely different than the resolution that was presented as being what was going to be addressed by this committee tonight.
My personal feeling is I hear you. I think there's nothing new in what you're saying. We've taken all your comments under advisement already. And for the record, I don't believe your statements are interpreted by us the same way that you're making the statement. So I'm not sure it's worth any additional input, but I ask
and
the attorney.
In this case, I mean, the committee could have considered the resolution as written on the agenda and denied that resolution, leaving the applicant in kind of a lurch. And the committee is now taken the option to revise that resolution into a form that they believe all will have enough support to pass the committee. So if the I guess I can't say applicant anymore, the license holder does not like this version of the resolution, the committee can consider the first version, and I don't know if that will be a positive result for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a difference between a positive result and a negative result. And the problem with what we requested action by this township committee, and what the action that you're preparing to vote on tonight is not what we requested. It's exactly opposite of what we requested, and it will cause harm to my client, okay? So I just need 5 seconds.
Can I talk while you're talking to him?
Yeah, go ahead.
If it's okay with the township, while they're having a conversation, may I continue the conversation?
Yes.
Thank you. Roger Marion from Menard Group, Marion and Allen. First of all, I want to say how lucky we are to have gotten this far. The state didn't deny us after the last one, and I thank you for cooperating with my client and getting us this far. I, of course, also was not consulted at all regarding tonight's ordinance, so I just want to point out to Council, New Jersey Administrative Code, Section 18:15-1.4, definitions for State of New Jersey. If you're growing plants for commercial sale, it's an agricultural crop. My client's plan is to grow plants for sale. Therefore, as far as the law is concerned, there is no question this is an agricultural crop. If you want even 5 minutes of executive session so that your counsel can confirm this,
I'm just make sure
perhaps
any of my notes
that will impact.
That's good.
if you want to put the red pen at all to what you're doing this evening. I don't know if it will. I don't know if that's a freedom that you feel you have. But if the statute is looked at, and if they say that this is, in fact, an agricultural crop as a matter of law in the state of New Jersey, and I don't see how it's not, that might be something you want to consider before you take this next measure. I believe that what Mr. Gruenberg is talking with our client about is whether to ask you kindly to table it just long enough so your counsel can look at this and advise you. Because I think that if you're taking a measure that says we don't know if it's an agricultural crop, you've already taken a step that you don't have to take. We'll save you time, we'll save you effort just by reading that one statute. And that will also put my client in a much better stead with you. Now, he's here tonight. He's happy to answer any questions you have. It is clearly, at least by the definition, I believe, an agricultural crop, which is within, according to that 2019 letter, within the permissions of that zone. So, granted, we have to do zoning. Granted, we have to site approval. No question about it. And my client, I think, has been fully transparent and fully supportive of everything you guys require. But we want that opportunity. And if there's something that looks like it's not conciliatory between the town and my client, that's going to cause, I think, ripples that no one wants. You guys would love to have the jobs and the tax revenue. My client would love to have a business. And I think we'd be very good neighbors. But to get that advice, what I was just informing them of is the statute that defines basically what an agricultural crop is, and that this is an agricultural crop if they can see that the plan is that we are growing plants for commercial sale for money.
And I'll ask the attorney, is he citing anything that wasn't part of our the guidance you gave us in our discussion?
No, that wasn't, and, you know,
that's nothing
that statute's
new
always been there. It's just, yeah. I think, committee members have pointed out that medicinal marijuana, recreational marijuana is not specifically noted. It's different. It's a Schedule I drug. You know, tomatoes aren't a Schedule I drug. Medicinal marijuana is, and these were, you know, points that have been brought up consistently over the last few months.
Yep. So I think we've fully taken that
right
into consideration.
And I think the license holder's attorney, Mr. Marion, is providing the committee with somewhat of an option to table this.
To a future meeting?
To a future meeting, if the committee is so inclined to do that. Again, it is your meeting. It is your decision to whether or not to do that.
Not today. Not past today. We're talking about.
That's what I wanted to clarify. You were asking the same thing for us to take another executive session.
If you wanted to take 15 minutes or 5 minutes of executive session time to look at the statute and see if your counsel agrees that by New Jersey's definitions, this is absolutely an agricultural crop.
And I think the answer to that is we're familiar with what you're citing, we've already received advice on that, and we've already determined our views on that. So if you were offering to table to a future meeting, we could consider that. But if you're just saying a 15-minute break, I'm not sure we need.
Okay. I think what we're saying is that it's already been determined that medicinal cannabis is an agricultural crop. So if you're saying that an agricultural crop is a permitted use in the zone, we are a permitted use in the zone.
And
that's
we
what Ms. St. Angelo said in her August 2019 correspondence.
And as I said, this wasn't going to be a question and answer session, so we hear your statement, we take it under advisement, and we've received our advice as well.
I urge you to vote on the original resolution version without these additional changes that you read into the record today.
We hear you. And just to be clear, you're saying, you know, conciliatory to the applicant. We consider them valuable residents, valued residents, and it's a completely legal question as to how far we can go with a resolution. That's what we have to do to protect all sides, and we're not in any way trying to harm the residents.
I understand that might not be the intent, but I'm telling you from the legal standpoint that very well may be the effect. And by adding the language that you did, it's unnecessary to add that language because we're agreeing to go before the planning board for site plan approval. And because we don't need to go before the Board of Adjustment for a use variance or an interpretation, that language shouldn't even be in there. And if you add that language in there, the state might say, well, what the heck's going on here? The town previously said that the zoning was appropriate. The town previously said that nothing in this new ordinance is going to change anything that we said before and affect the medical cultivation permit. But now they're saying, well, they may have to go before the Board of Adjustment for an interpretation or a use variance. That's not what the law is, and that's not what you've said previously.
And we take your comment under advisement without agreeing to everything you're saying. Is there another member of the public who would like to make a statement regarding this topic? Come to the microphone, state your name and road you live on.
Charlie Fortenbacher, 100 Schleicher Road. I love the way these guys sugarcoat agricultural growing. I mean, it's pot, marijuana, it's a drug, first of all. What question I have is, we opted out on this whole this issue about the marijuana, about the cannabis cultivation. Why are we entertaining this again? I thought we were done with this. You know, I mean, all of a sudden it's from recreational to medical. What's the difference?
Again, this isn't to be a question and answer period, okay, but the state has put them in different categories, and that's why they're treated separately.
I'm from Basking Ridge. I've been up here 30 years now. My business is down here. I have a lot of friends down here. I'm very good friends with the mayor of Basking Ridge. I've asked her about this, too. They've opted out on both of these, the medical and the recreational. And she's talked to her lawyers about this, and they agree with what they're opting out on. They're not even entertaining this at their meetings. Why are we? Am I missing something? How is this benefiting our town besides money? We could generate money other ways. How is this benefiting our town at all? You know, I think it's detrimental to our town. You know, I don't understand. I mean, this is a residential area. It's that we're out in the country out here. Why do we need this in our town? I'm not quite sure about. I thought we opted out on this. And as far as I have heard from my friend on the Basking Ridge, who's the mayor down there, and she's consulted with her lawyers, once you opt out on both of these. You're done. I don't understand why we're even entertaining this at all. That's about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Step forward, state your name and the group you're representing.
All righty. Hugh Giordano, United Food and Commercial Workers Union, UFCW. Here tonight to support the NAR Group. The NAR Group has signed a labor agreement with UFCW, which means that all these cultivation jobs will be unionized jobs. So what does that mean for working people in this community? What does that mean for the community going forward? It means good wages. It means medical care. It means dental. It means vision. It means paternity leave. It means vacation time, sick time. It means careers. That's what it means. The state has made it very clear about labor standards here in New Jersey, and the NAR Group is sticking with those labor standards. As part of their application of being approved, they had to show their labor standards and workforce development. So when folks ask about what good this will do, it's more than just tax revenue. It means families having sustainable lives. It means being able to go to the grocery store and buy good food for their kids. It means being able to take them to the doctors or get their teeth cleaned. Those are everyday family issues, and that's what the NAR Group brings. I also want to say that the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, which is a federal board, has determined that cultivation workers are, in fact, agricultural workers, both in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. Massachusetts has a state law where agricultural workers can organize through what's called car check legislation, which means if they get a majority of the workers signed up, then they can organize using their ag law in Massachusetts. And their board has determined that ag cultivation workers and cannabis are agricultural workers. And that's a federal board. So I think that puts some deference into that. you know, we're here today just to support this group, and we're here to support the future workers here, the people that aren't there yet, the folks that live in this community who are educated and work hard every day. This is a hard working area where people use their hands, right? This is where people do physical labor, but they also use their brains too. And I think that's one thing that has to be recognized here, that these jobs are a trade. And when folks, just like a IBEW member, or electrical worker, or a carpenter, they use their hands and they use their brains every day. And these workers will do the same exact thing. And they'll be educated young workers who will move here and become part of the community, who will pay taxes and care about their children just like everybody else does. These facilities are very well controlled. Since we represent the other facilities here in New Jersey, it's more locked down than a bank. It's more locked down than a Rite Aid. And there's always folks there. The cameras are there 24 hours going directly to the state police. So as far as protection, good jobs, these, like, we support this, and we hope that the committee will as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Good evening. My name is Dave Kushner, and I'm here on behalf of the NAR Group. I had a 25-year career with the New Jersey State Police. I worked in the investigation section for 18 years, Narcotics and Organized Crime Bureau, Cargo Theft Unit, and retired out as a lieutenant in the Central Security Unit. The NAR Group came to me to design a site security plan for them. I've been in a private sector for the last 8 years, worked at Barney's New York, high-end luxury retailer, overseeing their distribution operations. I took them from $800,000 a year in shrink to $40,000. I work for a company, PDI and NicePak now. It's a medical device company and infection prevention company. We're regulated by the FDA. I've designed their site security plans, access control, CCTV systems, all of the technology, put it in place to meet pharmaceutical standards. I'm part of the Pharmaceutical Security Council, and as part of that, I'm aware with all of the DEA standards that are required. I know that there are some concerns from people that, you know, the thought is with medical products, it's much different than recreational. There are no sales of the product going on to the public. It goes from the cultivation directly to the dispensary, which is medically licensed as well. So all of the standards that are in place for security for this operation are the same thing that Pfizer has, that Merck has. As it's a DEA drug, you have to have DEA requirements, vaults, cameras, alarm systems, perimeter detection, intrusion. So all of these things went into the design of the facility, and it's meant to protect the people. I spent 25 years protecting the people of the state. This isn't recreational. I'm not for recreational use. You know, there are people that do need this for medicinal purposes. I'm not a doctor. But in order to be there and go and purchase it, a doctor has to write a prescription for you to go do it. So, you know, there are doctors that, you know, prescribe a host of things the wrong way. But as a new product, they're using this instead of Percocet, OxyContin. You know, these are the horrible things that are, you know, kids are ODing from. In 25 years, I've never seen anybody OD from marijuana. You know, have they had accidents? Sure, but people drink and drive and have accidents. So this is a viable alternative for people that have degenerative diseases, you know, people that are at end of life and need comfort. It's not something that, you know, your kids are going to go to. It's not, you know, people aren't going to have, you know, a 60s festival at this location. It's going to be locked down like a pharmaceutical company. You can't just go into any of Pfizer's production facilities. There's security at the gate. There's access control, mag locks, guards. You know, where this location is, it's the ideal location. It's out of sight, out of line of sight. You know, everything's going to be controlled indoors. There's not going to be any sale of the product to any of the residents, you know, from the NOR group. So from that perspective, you're not going to have issues with crime. You know, as they said, everything, the alarms, you work with local law enforcement, you work with the state police. You know, you have a direct line to them if there's an intrusion. You put barriers in place where people can't get in. You know, even the transportation of it, when it's cultivated, the dispensary sends an armed guard, basically, just like you go to a bank, to be transported from the dispensary, you know, or from the grow to the dispensary. It doesn't cross paths with the public. So, you know, if anyone does have a question about it, you know, I'll go outside and you can come ask me about it. I can tell you what's in place. I know it's not question and answer in here. But, you know, the effort that's gone into this, you know, the design, you know, I've done this professionally. 25 years, 8 years in a private sector. You're not going to have issues with someone burglarizing it. You're not going to have issues with people stealing stuff on the way out. You're not going to have it going into your community. You know, I worked on Route 78 for years, and, you know, the amount of young kids that I saw that would drive into Newark, you know, the stuff that they were buying wasn't marijuana. And that's where your real problems are. So this is something that will give comfort to people that are in need. It's going to be done in a professional manner, and you will not have any security issues, you know, and that's based on my experience, what I've done, and how I know that this is designed to operate. Thank you.
Thank you.
So if anyone has a question, I'll go out in the lobby.
Any other member of the public would like to make a comment?
Hi, my name is Lisa Rivers. I live on Dewey Lane. We may not have issues regarding burglary or robbery, but as we all know, if we've been reading newspapers and talking with others, the place in White House on Route 22, the residents there constantly complain about a smell in the air, and they have signed petitions, and okay, you're members of this community, but so are we. And I am concerned, as a tax-paying resident, that I cannot walk out my door and not have my air that I breathe in and out when I'm doing my walking or jogging in our community, having additives in the air from your cultivating. And if you want to have an agricultural crop, well, like this young lady over here said, tomatoes aren't a class one drug or whatever. Tomatoes aren't addictive. You want to grow marijuana. And how many officials have we had in this room from law enforcement and the medical profession that have hands-on dealings with this same issue? You have no crystal ball. None of us do. But it is a drug. And yes, it does provide comfort to those in need. But there are already dispensaries. Carla, who lives behind Woodglen General Store when we had the meeting in August, she already has a connection where she gets it delivered to her door. But it's not has to be grown in this community. I don't understand why we have to have marijuana grown in this community. And I'm sorry, I agree with what Charlie Fortenbacher said earlier. You read about all the wonderful benefits that it has for people in need, but then right after that, you see the big numbers. Oh, $126 million in revenue. And, well, gee, High Bridge is looking to have a grow-op put in there as well. How many of these places are there allowed in a square-mile radius? I mean, I think that's a very valid question, too. We have one on 22. You're looking to put one in here. You have one in High Bridge or a potential one in High Bridge. Gee, is Clinton going to be next? Look at all the CBD places that are popping up everywhere. And yes, you have drinking and driving. Well, you can have marijuana and driving too. And does that present new law that has to be entered into regulation if someone's under the influence of pot and I get hit? I mean, really, I don't know all the, that's just it. There aren't that much regulations in place that I can see in reading. There's everything set up. There's six categories of cannabis licenses and all that. But as Charlie stated, I'm really starting to wonder, what is the difference between medicinal and recreational? And just because you're growing it, how can you be sure or guarantee that what you're growing is being used for medicinal and not recreational purposes? I mean, maybe there are ways. I don't know. I'm just throwing out food for thought. But I am very concerned because, to me, if it comes into this township, that is the first snowflake of a nor'easter. And I am all for people getting jobs, raising families and such, but you don't have to do it with pot, period. I wish we could have a question and answer session, but I understand why, and those are my feelings. And I hope my voice, among others, is heard.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Can I see if anyone else, everyone make a first comment?
In the beginning that there might be some questions that the public had. I'd like to respond to some of those questions that have been raised.
We're not going to make it a question and answer period.
No, but I would like to give some input.
We'll let everyone have a chance first.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Hi.
My name is Mark Chris Azabel. I'm looking to be a future employee at the NAR Group. The last year up until the end of July, I worked at Burano, the one in White House on 22. There's a lot of reasons there are smells coming out of there. Well, first of all, the town voted allowing them to go there. Now they're making petitions. Second of all, there's horse farms that surround it completely. There are very few neighbors there. I don't know if you've been to a horse farm, but it does not smell nice in the summer. Let's see. Back to agricultural. It's funny how we're quiet when you guys talk.
No, that was me.
All
right.
Okay. I also used to work commercial industrial refrigeration for 6 years and built walk-in boxes, which is basically what all these rooms are built out of. Now, when you build a freezer, you stand inside the freezer when it's done and see if it's completely dark. If there's light leaks, you seal the light leaks. In rooms in Verano, there's 20-foot long light leaks that go up to 3 to 5 inches. They never put insulation, spray insulation. They never put molding around it. They never put silicone. They never put butyl. These are all things that are sealers and contain the smell. Filter, I don't know anything about that there. I can't comment on that. But, 1 second, I got my notes here. I also want to go on to a couple other points that people brought up. Caffeine is the number one drug in the world. Coffee is a huge agricultural crop. It's not Schedule One, I know. But that's the number one killer, like, compared to weed. Which one's going to be actually harming people? I'm also a bartender currently. And as a bartender, so many people drive home drunk, and people get into accidents all the time. And, like, people are getting pulled over by cops. But a lot of them know the cops because they're locals, so they get away with it. A lot of people get away with it. I'm sure that happens in this town a lot. I don't know. I just, there's a lot of ways to contain that smell, and it's the number one way is construction being completed or almost completed, where you could put a wall and finish that little bit on the other side as you start the process. And then you cut openings into that wall for the hallway, and you can complete everything. Everything's done. There's a lot of ways to go about this, though. and to contain the smell, especially making sure that you have the hot top end filtering done ahead of time, which I know they have sent plans over for. Don't use Verano as an example. That place is a puppy mill. It's like, what's that place? Shake a Paw. They're just trying to get everything done as fast as possible. Not going to be done with construction for probably 2 to 3 years still. This place is going to be done when you open it. That's a huge factor. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Good, thank you. You just introduce your name and...
My name is Nitin Manglani, and I own 62 Anthony Road, and I am part of the NAR Group. I have something written out that I'll read out first, and then I'll address a lot of the questions that the public had today. Let's see. Sorry. The first time I saw this property was in March of 2014, and I knew the potential that property had. But looking at the conditions it was left in by vandalism, theft, unkept conditions, I knew the capital requirements needed for the property needed, you know, to revamp this property and bring it to the potential it had at one point. I heard a gentleman earlier say, you know, we don't need this. How is it going to actually benefit the property? I would like to go to that property and look at it and see how it's hurting the environment right now. You have buildings falling apart. You have contaminate, like, you know, things all over the ground. That's where the water's going into. Everyone drinks the well water over here, right? So it's like you cannot say that it doesn't have an impact on the environment, that property, the way it sits right now. You know? It wasn't a practical buy for anyone because that's why it sat there for that long. No one can bring that property back to life unless there's something valuable behind it. And yes, there is a lot of money in medical marijuana, but at the end of the day, do you want a site just polluting and polluting or bring something that would actually bring that back to life and fix the environment? So it does have environmental impact other than just money to the place. A lot of people looked at it. A lot of people could have gone into it. No one did for a very long time, over 15 years, I would say. I'm neither rich or a big business guy. I felt the connection with this property when I first got there. My best friend lives across the street from it. So it's like we always used to talk about it. I was thinking about different businesses that I could put over there that would worth it. And you wouldn't even want to hear the other businesses that actually could go there. But it's nothing, you know, like a tire recycling plant. You know, I don't think that's going to be great for this town. You know, it's like there's so many things that could actually make money and that's worth it for that property, but it's going to hurt the town much more than marijuana. And that's when I went in more further. Besides, like I told you guys, you know, my best friend, my nieces live across the street from that place. I'm never going to hurt this town. They're my number one priority to that place. You know, I promised, Fred is actually building out the place. You know, he doesn't want the smell across the street. Like Mark said, you know, Verano's still doing construction. There's 11 other sites that actually are growing medical marijuana right now. You have never heard of the 10 sites because there's never been an issue. You know, it's only the one site that actually thought about the money before the community, and they started the production without finishing construction, and that's why the neighborhood is hurting because of it. That's not our plan. That's not what the state even will allow anymore. In 2018, there was no site control. I mean, no, I wouldn't say site control. No community plan, no odor control plan, no security plan. They had none of this stuff in 2018 when Verano got their license. In 2019, all of this stuff was right in front of the state. They saw the problems that are occurring from that site, nowhere else. And they put all that in the application. That's why you guys saw the odor control plan that we put out, the water recycling plan that we put out. Every single part of, you know, like everyone sees the bad, but how about the 10 other places that have been operating, fully operational, and have zero problems at all? You know, no one looks at that at all. You know, that's one thing I want to remind the people. There's not every place stinks, you know. I started doing research, like I said, back then when this thing, you know, when I was in this property and all the stuff that, you know, I went through. This is what I saw as the property needs a lot. And there's not a lot of businesses that would put up, you know, you could bring 50 trucks in there. Someone might buy it, fix the building up. You're going to have tons of traffic. You don't know what kind of business he's running back there. We're working with six people at a time, zero traffic, zero signs, same closed up. You know, no one sees this property right now because it's buried under vegetation, you know, brush everywhere. I'm seeing it every day of my life, you know, looking at it and, the, you know, what it's doing. But we're going to leave it the same way. We're going to keep it no fencing, no lighting. All our gates are in the back where – it's in the furthest building in the back we're using. So it's not even like anyone – it would be any difference than what it is right now other than landscaping up front, you know, making it look better, cleaning up the place. So – yes, I do only see benefits for the township from this. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, a lot of people might not see it. You know, they have a pot farm in there. That's what they think. No, it is medicine at the end of the day. We didn't go for a recreational license. We went for a medical license. This does save lives. So it's not like, you know, we're not selling it to – and you know what? The people who don't know the difference between recreational and medical – it's yes, they don't know, and that's why they're saying this stuff. But there is a lot of benefits out of this medically. Yes, the state has pushed it recreationally now because they've seen the income it can make for the state, whatever it is. We're not interested in that. We never applied for a recreational license, and we never will. We went for a medical license, and we're going to stick to a medical license because that's our goal with this, not a recreational or not just pushing it around or making money at the end of the day. Only the big multi-state operators have these licenses. They have the resources to get these licenses. We worked very hard on this. You know, we were transparent with the township from day one. Before we applied, before I bought the property, you know, I was here. My wife was here pregnant, meeting the zoning officer, talking to them, seeing where, how do we move forward. And that's when we were, you know, we had to bring proof to state, and we did. You know, we showed you guys what we wanted to do, and, you know, that's how we move forward. And that pretty much from then on, we've been sticking to our plan. Nothing has changed. We've been, you know, trying to give out as much information as possible to help you guys understand, because I understand the state didn't release a lot. They don't help a lot with this topic, and they leave you out in the open, like, you know, do what you have to do, figure it out yourself. But you know what? That's where – it's either you have to educate yourself or you have to trust someone who is educated in this, you know. And a lot of the questions that came up earlier, like, you know, if you actually read, you know that those questions are all answerable. You know, it's not like, you know, why, like, when the ordinance came out, last one for recreational, it was for recreational. It was a CREMA Act. You know, this is a Compassionate Care Act. There's two different acts to this. There's different – those ordinances were put out. You know, it's – you know, if you do the research, you would know. It's not like we're trying to hide something. You know, it's – we're not trying to go behind anyone's back and do this. We were up front day one, and we're still trying to be the same way. It's really – listen, I will answer any question when it comes to odor control, when it comes to site control, when it comes to lighting, traffic, you name it. We have put together a plan that won from the state for a reason, and it's not something that they didn't go talk to us or try to believe us or we try to scam them into giving us a license. We have a plan, a bulletproof plan that will not hurt anyone and only benefit everyone. We built an employee-owned company where – every single person in this company will have shares in this company. So it's not like you know, us big guys are taking all the money. No, the guy working is going to get part of this company also. Every single person has a share in this company. So it's not like we're trying to, you know, get over on somebody or make all the money for ourselves. We did show the town about the 2% tax the town makes. Okay, you don't care about the money. That's fine. But at the end of the day, you will have a fully, you know, ex-contaminated site just deteriorating over there. No one's going to ever do anything. I have over 100 tons of garbage just everywhere. And I need the capital to put it together, to clean it up. There's no way you can ever, no one will ever come in and be able to clean that place up with any other business in this short amount of time or even care to clean it up at that point. The state made it where we get properties like this that need the most work to do this. So we did our research. We did everything. I think I might have answered most of the questions. Like I said, if anyone has a question, I will answer it. Like, it's not like we're trying to hide anything. It's not like we're trying to just go behind people's back. We were here, even at the ordinance for the recreational, to prove our point about this. And that's when, again, we were notified that we, you know, like, we were okay. And we're just asking for your blessing. Like, you know, at this point, we've done everything we can. And, yeah, that's all we need.
Thank you for your comments.
You guys. Like I said, anyone has questions, I'll give you my phone number. I'll be outside. Anything you want, I can answer anything you want. Thank you.
Just to reiterate for you and for the public that most of the comments that you're making about the operation and things are outside the scope of what we're considering tonight. Tonight, it's just the resolution that's in front of us that I read off earlier. But thank you for all the information you've sent and the security description. But that's not impacting tonight's discussion.
That's all.
That openness is helpful.
That's all that's left. You know, just to make everyone happy.
Yep. No. Thank you. Any other members of the public that would like to make a comment?
Again, my name is Lisa Rivers. I live on Dewey Lane. You say the state made it possible for you. The way I have seen the operations of this state work, I state that sometimes it is better to be slow and deliberate than hard and fast. Murphy created 6 categories of cannabis. You and I keep differing between understanding what's the difference between medicinal and recreational. Pot is pot. How the consumer uses it is based on whether he has a medical card or he goes over and he buys a little one hit in a drugstore, wherever they set up dispensaries or whatever. And the fact that a grow op, you say there's 10 or 11 others, okay? Fine. Why do we need another one then? And like I said, I just think if there's so many, then there should be some kind of regulation set up as to how many are allowed within a certain square mile or distance from one another or within a township or within a county. There's so little regulation, at least from what I have been reading online and in newspapers. That's what I feel like the cart has been put before the horse in this case. And it just smells bad.
Thank you for your comment. We have a new person to move.
I'm a little nervous about up here in front of people, but I'll try.
Okay. Just state your name, the road you live on, and then.
Yes, my name is David Tulo. I live at 10 Stillwaters Way, just off of Anthony Road. I do own property that's adjacent to this site. Our boundary lines actually meet. I'm here actually with an open mind, but I also here to support the NAR group in their endeavor. I know that you were talking here about both sides, about something that happened in August, how it was interpreted to you, I guess, as well as the group. And I know that you kind of want to set your sight on tonight, but I believe whatever was said back in August, you know, the group is going to hold you to it, you know, the township to. And I think, with due respect to everybody here, I believe that probably this could get pretty ugly in the future. By ugly, I'm sure everybody wants to keep it at this level in here now, but this could escalate into, you know, trying to divide these fine hairs between how you interpret it and how the group interprets it. So I think I always kind of say, you know, they're trying to keep it at this level. What it could go to in the future is, I mean, it could be a pretty big deal. It could cause financial hardships on the town. And right now, what I heard, this is a heck of a financial hardship on the group here, especially Nitin, that put a lot of time in this. And time also means money. I mean, he's probably put some quite a bit of thousands of dollars in this. That's a hardship for this gentleman, especially if he sees it one way or it was even actually on record seen a certain way, and now I think it's splitting hairs on this. I understand the site plan is important, but the state regulations will be watching very, very carefully. There's nothing that's going to be done illegal or anything else. I mean, there's very good standards and regulations on that. So the township doesn't have to be afraid of what's going to happen in the future. It is an approved use for that site. I see, you know, as a neighbor, I see no problem with it. And in the future, I might even get involved in the group as well, in some form or another. So I'm saying I have no problem with it. I support it. As far as the smell, the odors, the whatever you think may be, this is grown inside. There's not going to be anything that gets dispersed into the atmosphere. There's rules and regulations. A couple places might have screwed up in the beginning. This will not be like that. This will be by rules, regulations, right up to the end. I think it's a great thing for the township as far as monetary value and taxes be used for a variety of things in the town. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm going to be his neighbor, really. You know, I own property. I have my house there. I just see it's going to be a good thing. And the hardship thing is a big thing for him. I'm not sure where he's going to go with this after that, but if something doesn't happen as far as an approval, you know, there might be a different level he might have to take us to. That's all. That's what I can see. I mean, for both the town and for himself. So, anyway, that's all I really have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Any other member of the public?
I'm going to quickly wrap up, I promise.
Okay.
I understand people from the public having some concerns about marijuana. We've provided you with detailed information about this medical cultivation facility, not dispensing within township. I have no intention to dispense within the township. Only thing growing for medical purposes. It's been pointed out that this isn't regulated. Oh my God, is this regulated? The last time I was before this committee, I slapped down the regulations on this table. And it was about that thing. Point was raised, there's going to be all of these facilities all over the place. 180 applications narrowed down to 10 in the state, of which we are one. 10 facilities throughout the entire state have been permitted. We got one in Lebanon Township to fix up a site that historically had 150 employees for industrial use. Now you're going to have probably 10 employees in a highly improved situation for the township, investing over $300,000 in equipment for odor control. This is a good thing for Lebanon Township. There's not going to be a problem with marijuana. This is medical cannabis cultivation. I don't like the changes that you made in the resolution. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a lawyer. I'm going to tell you that I don't like the way you tweaked it. But if you're going to adopt something, please adopt the resolution. I prefer you changed it back to the way it was before, but we would encourage you to adopt it if this is it. We don't think we have to go before the Board of Adjustment. We're going to go to the Planning Board for site plan approval. We think we're a permitted use. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing if there are any other comments. If not, from the public, is there a motion to close the public comment?
Make a motion to close the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Any more comment that you'd like to make to us, Tara?
I think we went over and over this in executive, and that's where the changes to this resolution came from, that executive session. And this is the version that I feel that the committee is confident in its application. And again, it is the license holder's decision as to where they go with the application, what board they apply to, and then it is that board's decision. And we will leave it to the planning board or the zoning board of adjustment, the experts in this area, to make their informed decisions. And I am confident, based on the composition of your boards and their professionals, that they will be fully equipped to review these applications and address a lot of the concerns that were brought up tonight that would be concerns for site plan approval, and I'm confident that process will work the way it is meant to work.
Any other discussion from the committee? Or is there a motion to approve Resolution 85-2021?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
I'd like to explain my vote, if I could. Historically, crops in this town didn't relate to anything like this. Corn, forage, hay, tomatoes, pumpkins. We didn't need a security system like Merck or Pfizer. We didn't need lockdowns. We didn't need alarms. We don't need barriers. I think that NAR has a good product, but I think if it's interpreted at the Board of Adjustment, it provides them with positive criteria. And that's why I think this ordinance as it stands now is right for all of us. Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the information you provided. So, that is the end of resolutions. We now move on to unfinished business, which brings us back to the sign. Oh, boy.
Where is it?
It's buried in here.
Buried in here?
Maybe the only one with blue ink on it.
Let's see. We'll find it. Where are we?
Sign ordinance on unfinished business.
That was a talk.
There we are.
Excuse me.
Where am I at?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Thanks.
And
the sign on this?
Can you close the doors back there?
Yep. I think they're taking it outside.
And
pardon me?
Got that door.
Yeah. You can leave the one open.
That's all right. That's all right.
We got one.
Anyway, to revisit the sign ordinance, the only thing we have to do is under a Memorial Park, we have to put the block and lot number for the Memorial Park.
Oh.
But the...
Here.
Oh, it's here? Well, I'll look it up later. The additions are the exceptions. And that is that signs shall be permitted at the library limited to 60 feet of frontage from the corner of Bunvale Road and 513. And two, the sign shall be permitted on the Memorial Park property limited to the corner of Bunvale Road and West Hill Road. no signs are permitted on the entrance roads to the park.
I believe that should have also said 60 feet of frontage.
Oh, from the
on the Memorial Park corner.
On West Hill, that'll be the correction, yeah. Both will be 60 feet on either side. And the other addition was that the signs, an individual sign may not exceed 4 square feet and may not exceed 36 inches in height. That's to make sure there's visibility for cars. Other than that, the resolution has not changed.
So the question is, if I think the real open item from last time is the 60 feet of frontage on each corner, if that's a number people are comfortable with. I paced it off. That takes, first of all, I think it's wide enough from an enforcement perspective that people don't have to bunch the signs, but the zoning officer doesn't have to go, and is that 20 feet, is it 22 feet? 60 feet is plenty of room to control it, I think, in the spirit that we had. For point of reference, there's a utility pole down each corner.
Yes.
60 feet is about halfway to each utility pole on the Memorial Park corner here, just if you have a visual picture.
Right.
And down at the library, 60 feet is almost to the property line and about two-thirds of the way to the driveway. So it keeps it away from the driveway, but 60 feet is a proposed number.
Right. It's in the spirit of what it's intended.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if the committee signs off on this tonight, the next step would be to send it to the planning board for their December meeting for their input on... They may have a different view on any aspect of it, of course, and then we would consider their input. So I think the action tonight is subject to the couple of edits that were just mentioned, lot block and making sure the 60 feet is in there, whether the committee is comfortable sending this version to the planning board or whether we'd like to revisit it.
I mean, is there a motion we need to make to do
that's
that?
That's what I'm wondering. Should we have a motion to send it to the planning board?
Send it to them to refer, and then with the plan that, would this be introduced at the January meeting, you think, then?
Subject to whatever they come back with. I mean, there's no rush. It's sort of the next election is June, so if they need more time, I don't think we need to specify when we get it back.
We'll send it. I just wanted to make sure that everyone, you're all aware you can't introduce and adopt an ordinance in one year and another. So that's why I was just thinking January is probably the best best time to try and get it on the agenda for introduction.
I'll make a motion to send it to the planning board for review with the obvious caveats of making those additions that Abe talked about.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 At one point discussed Board of Adjustment also, is that...
I think it's a courtesy to the Board of Adjustment, but I think the input mostly comes from the Planning Board.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, they can make any information they want, but I think they've got a meeting in November we should distribute to them as well. Same with the electric vehicle charging ordinance to both. Okay, one other unfinished business, not for action, but in the minutes we passed tonight from September 15th, that's when the administrator introduced the policy and procedure manual or provided that to us. The committee agreed in those minutes to get comments back by September 27th, and I know most comments have been reviewed. Given that we have 3 meetings left for the end of the year, could we ask for comments, say, by Monday so that he has next Wednesday next week to get it into the agenda for the next meeting? Okay.
You have my comments already, don't you?
I got your comments.
Yeah, he is. It's really Ms. Kohler.
It's not really just Ms. Kohler.
Okay.
How do you know that?
That's what I'm hearing here. But anyway.
I gave him comments.
Okay.
I gave him some overview comments, and then we got involved in this other stuff that was important.
So we'll try to get that on the next agenda. Any other unfinished business? If not, we would move to new business. The new business is that the Park Committee has met with Joshua Legg, and they're requesting the Township Committee to appoint him to a vacancy on the Park Committee. I believe that's a mayor's appointment, so I'll make that appointment, and then we ask for the committee's endorsement. Any discussion, or would there be a motion to endorse Joshua Legg being appointed to the Township Park Committee.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Oops. I just turned over my...
No other new business. That takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have one that applies. It's for Griffith Allied Trucking. It's for gasoline for the police department, $1,886.61.
I have one here for Performance Tires for DPW, $1,272.44. Patriot Office Cleaning for the police department, library, and municipal building for the month of September, $1,405. I have Chasing Enterprises, which is the Ford F-350 body for the emergency response vehicle for the fire department in the amount of $99,981. And I have a question on Gary Solarzek. He is the roofer working on the museum?
Correct.
Is he finished with the job?
No. So the notation on the check is to hold it until it's approved by the DPW and the liaison, but so that we don't...
Okay. So this is for River Edge Roofing, labor and material, 12,000, and this is on the museum, for the repair of the museum roof, front and back, $12,889.00. I should say it was not the whole roof. It was the gutters and leaders and the old Yankee gutters and leaders that he did. So I will sign that. That's all I have.
I've got Cornerstone Print and Imaging for the fall newsletter, $2,317.63. County of Hunterdon Treasurer's Office for the fourth quarter county tax in the amount of $717,222.20. To the County of Hunterdon fourth quarter open space tax, $71,274.55. Intrep Solutions, which is various IT for the mostly for the police department, including some of the body cam integration and the like, $7,462.50. The JCP&L Master Electric bill for September, $2,019.11. And the Township of Tewksbury, the Shared Service Administrator, second payment, final payment of $30,752.52.
I have the fourth quarter library tax for the County of Hunterdon Library for $71,699.36. And to the Township of Clinton for the shared court agreement that we had in 2021, for $6,250.
And I have none that apply.
So the total voucher list is $1,042,214.30. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to a number of items of correspondence that should be of interest to a lot of people. First, and I'm not finding it, so I'm doing it by memory, but the first is we wanted to make sure everyone was aware that the Hunterdon County prosecutor gave a press release. A number of residents received letters accusing a member of our police department of criminal activity. After an extensive investigation, both internal affairs by our police department, the county prosecutor, the postal inspector, it was a very wide-ranging investigation. Our police officer, my words, totally exonerated. I had a lot of discussion with residents concerned about such behavior potentially on a police department, and as I told them, sometimes there is not two sides to a story. Sometimes there is no smoke where you think there might be. In this case, it was a gentleman named Trevor Deppa, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, from Washington Township, who made up the letters, who made accusations in the voice of a woman, anonymous letters. There is no taint whatsoever to our police department. And I do congratulate and support our police department that they took it very seriously from day one. They immediately initiated an internal affairs department, so if there had been anything, they would have acted appropriately. So I think I think the township can be very proud of how we responded to that. If anyone has any other comments they'd like to make on that correspondence. Next is the curator's report.
I have nothing to add.
And the next after that is we received notification late last week from the State of New Jersey Department of Transportation that the grant application we put in for Little Brook Road resurfacing in 2022 in the amount of $162,360 was approved. So I believe that's the fourth year in a row that we've gotten a significant Department of Transportation award. Again, congratulations to Warren Gabriel, our DPW supervisor, who works on these grants along with our township engineer. We've got a very good track record of those going. And a final bit of I'll mention in our correspondence, the CFO has provided all of us with the best practices inventory online platforms survey for 2021. There's no action from the committee. This is the CFO who submits it due date today to the state. We passed, I believe, now I don't see that email in front of me, but we exceeded the threshold to not have any negative implications from the best practice. Nobody gets 100%. I think we were at 80% or so. If anyone has any discussion that they'd like to have on that, the CFO tells us that he's available for any follow-up discussion. If no one from the committee has anything else, we would then open to public comment on any topic anyone would like to make.
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 This is Charlie Fortenbacher, 100 Schleicher Road. I want to thank Tom for taking care of that little issue I had the day of the Fall Fest with my brother and the first aid squad. Thank you. I want to thank you guys for that nice picnic up at that park that day, the recognition picnic. I had to leave early, but it was. I wish I could have stayed longer, but that was a nice gesture, and it was a nice day. Thirdly, I keep on looking at this sign behind you guys. Mike Mayberry came up with that design years ago. That's why I moved up here. You know, that's what I picture Lebanon Township being. I don't see any pot-growing plant in that picture. I don't see any sex place on 31 in that picture. We got to keep it that way. I mean, we have a special place in Lebanon Township. A lot of people don't know about this area, and I love that they don't know about it. We have a beautiful spot up here. We don't need this crap up here. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comment from a member of the public?
Yes, you can. You can still say ladies before gentlemen.
Yes, you can. Please.
Yes,
I'm here, that. But not down in Jersey City.
Well, yes, sir.
Don't be scared.
All right, Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood Drive. I just want to say, in case people don't know, that our mayor received an award from the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions.
We did acknowledge that last meeting.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But.
He's well, always loved to hear it. I'd love to hear it again.
I'd like to comment about that.
No.
But it was a reflection of all of you.
We thank you.
And so just thank you for your support of the Environmental Commission. The award was for the allowing deer hunting on our municipal properties. And so that is really a huge thing. And just thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Guy Wilson, Mount Grove Road. Has any consideration been given to the possibility of pursuing the individual who sent these letters being sued by the township civilly to recover any costs that might have cost the township to get involved in this investigation? Is that something that could possibly be looked at?
Again, this isn't question and answer, so we take your comment under advisement.
I think you ought to consider it.
Any other comments from the public? Seeing none. Is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.